You're on The Burt Show.
All right, who came strong on this in the meeting yesterday?
I think Jen made it.
The statement, but I agreed with her passionately because it's a, even though it's not something you think about all the time, it's a very valid point.
Did you say it about doctors initially?
Yeah, it was initially about doctors. I'm trying to remember in what context it came up in the conversation, but I've always thought that doctors were a little bit more socially awkward because they miss a huge chunk of their social life. Because guess what? They're in school and residency and whatever it else for like 10 or 15 years. So they aren't like out. They're home studying and like becoming amazing, incredible citizens of society. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, what they do is so specialized and so takes so much knowledge. I mean, I have a friend that went to graduate school for medicine. He's not a doctor, but just the extent of knowledge he had to get through to get through that graduate program. Like, I can't even imagine what a doctor would do. And so I think at the end of all of that, you're 12, 13 years later, and you don't really know how to be social.
Really? I've never thought of that as far as doctors go, but I mean, I think the stereotypical one is like
computer tech.
Yeah, that I could probably agree on. But outside of that, I'm not sure.
Like, you've never, because we have a few friends who are doctors, and I can think of
socially challenged doctors.
Yeah, but I can think of,
and of course it doesn't mean all,
right,
but a lot.
I think if we were to make a list of the doctors that Jessica and I know well, I would say that it's a short list. Like only one or two of them that we have hung out with socially and had there not be a weird something. But the majority of them, like they either don't laugh. Or they don't.
Maybe you're just not funny.
Or they're a little too close to you, or they're a little
stick around, linger a little too long.
Yeah, like I mean, I just don't think
won't complete sentences.
Right. I don't think it's anything like negative against them. Like I didn't think about the reason until Jen brought it up.
Yeah,
about the schooling.
I mean,
but
yeah,
are there any others? I mean, those are the only two. And I'm not even totally on board on doctors.
Yeah, because I haven't had the same experience with doctors, but
you guys were way more passionate about this yesterday.
I think doctors inside of an office building or inside the hospital. I mean, Melissa, you have to go once a week to see your doctors.
No, once a month, but I see them quite a bit.
Quite a bit, right? So,
well, Melissa has to be careful how she participates in this conversation.
Well, no, I mean, in all seriousness, I mean, it must transplant doctors are not socially awkward. I can tell you. I mean, because the doctors I know at Piedmont are pretty hilarious. So,
and I think too, like the doctors that I have are great inside the doctor's office, but put them in a bar or a nightclub or whatever, and
you know,
it's a
in
different
the real
scenario.
World,
right?
Take them outside and
outside of the doctor's office or the hospital, and it's just a little bit different.
I think
different experience, yeah, because my doctors don't fit that category.
I just haven't hung out a lot with doctors outside of hospitals, so I wish I could contribute.
I'm
trying to think of other, as a general statement, professions that would be socially awkward. Radio guys, I got to tell you.
Really?
We were just at a convention.
There's a lot of radio guys who don't know.
Really?
They're awkward on the air, and they're just as awkward off the air. Definitely see.
Well, they're right behind their microphone.
I think there's some.
Yes,
true.
I think there's some level of engineers, and it's probably for the same reason where you get into a certain, you know, high level engineer, and
right. I think personality types are attracted to certain.
Maybe that's it.
And I think writers. Sometimes, or socially awkward.
Yes.
Is it professions where you're pretty much just one-on-one
isolated
with non-humans? So if
you're
working on computers.
Like a librarian.
Working with books or writing, it's you and the paper.
Right.
You know?
Writers always try to speak like they write, too, and that doesn't really
It only
translate.
Works for John Mayer. Good morning,
no,
Katie. You're on camera.
Tell you it doesn't. No.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, I was going to say, I have my best girlfriend, her father-in-law is a coroner in a South Georgia town, and he is weird.
Yeah, I get it.
But here's the thing, though. Like,
they
you
just
know,
work with dead people, and when you talk back, they don't know what to do.
Well, the problem here is that one bad coroner can brand an entire industry for her. Like, I mean, this guy's so socially awkward, she assumes every coroner is like that now.
Yeah. Right.
So true.
That's funny. It's a body that's talking.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Hey, stop. What are you doing? Stop. Don't cut me open.
Hey, Patrick, good morning.
I'm live.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
I have missed you guys. I've been out of town for 7 months on a job, and coming back and listening to you every morning has been the highlight of my return.
Oh, thank you, man.
We were just talking about you, Patrick, how we've been missing you as well.
My brother is a doctor, and he is a specialized. He's an allergist, so he had 4 years of medical school, 3 years of residency, and another 3 years of a fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, yes, my brother is, without a doubt, one of the smartest guys I know. Married, 7 kids.
Whoa.
And, yes, completely awkward around a large social setting. He tries. You can tell that he's trying.
Well, not only does he not have all that education, but ever since he got out of school, he won't get off his wife. So he's not really not socializing at all.
She can't keep her hands off of him. It's not his fault.
Do you know another doctor, though, that is socially awkward? Because I think what I'm trying to say here, it's like a name. Like, if you date somebody mm-hmm. and your experience with that name is so bad,
right.
then you'll never date another Mike ever again based mm-hmm. on that one experience. Your brother is so socially awkward, you're assuming every other doctor is socially awkward also.
Well, yeah, because my children's pediatrician actually is a friend of my brother's. They went to medical school together. Mm-hmm. And we have gone over to his house for their children's birthday and vice versa. And he sticks out like a sore thumb. Just everybody, you can tell.
Think about that, Bert. 3 years of medical school. What was it? 4 years of medical school. And that's after 4 years of college, right?
Correct.
So you have
an
undergraduate degree
and
for 4 years.
And when you're an undergraduate.
4 years of medical school, 3 years of a residency, and 3 years of a fellowship.
Yes.
Add it up.
And when you're in undergraduate school, you know you're going to medical school, so you're not going out.
Anything.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
I'm just trying to think of the 7 doctors I deal with on a consistent basis. Only one is socially awkward, and I'm being as honest as I can be.
Mm-hmm. I can
so
add
it goes
one
back
to
on Bert
mix.
Saying, well, you know, like it, you know, depends on who you know, but I just don't see it.
Therapists. Therapists. Awkward
I would say
socially.
Yeah.
I mean, not trying to worry you, Melissa, but I don't think you have good doctors. Because they clearly
because they have great personalities. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
I mean, don't ever go see them again.
They're not serious enough about what they're doing because they actually laugh and tell jokes.
Right. Like I don't even think I would guess one or two of them probably aren't even real doctors. Like they're like, yeah, I know where the kidney goes. It's there, something like that. It's the one that's smaller than the liver.
Hey, Brian, you're on Q100. What's up?
Hey, good morning. I've got 3 of them. I just want to hear you guys what you think about them. People in accounting, auditors, internal auditors, and funeral home directors.
I don't know about the auditors.
I agree with accountants.
And he's gone.
Accountants.
Yeah. I said what I needed to say. I'm gone.
Yeah. I agree with accountants.
I think Brian was socially awkward, the guy who just called us.
Guy's name Brian.
He's an accountant.
I went out with 2 morticians, believe it or not. 2
what?
And yeah. You'd think that you only get one of those in a lifetime, right? I got 2.
What's a mortician?
Those are people that work on dead people.
Same
they
as
do
a coroner?
Makeup.
Yeah, do the makeup and all that stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Ew.
They paint the
ones
faces.
In hospital, ones after you leave the hospital and go to the home.
Dude, how do you find morticians?
They both, one I went to high school with and then stayed in touch with at college. And the other one, this is not going to surprise you, I used to work with at Taco Bell. That's where all the hot chicks hang out.
So she was
all
like,
the future morticians hang out at Taco Bell.
So while she was going to mortician school, she was stuffing burritos?
Yeah. She was doing both. Both socially awkward, but both privately kind of nutty.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a good way.
She's probably doing weird things to the dead people.
Oh, come on. Be nice.
Hey, Mike. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hello.
Hey, I was thinking, what about high school janitors? I always had the weird ones who would just kind of stare at you. Yeah,
that one's going to be tough to debate right there. I think that's pretty stereotypical.
I actually, I don't know why I was thinking about that the other day, but I remember Mr. Hoover, who is, you know, our middle school janitor, which means he was always in the boiler room. What is a boiler?
I know what a boiler is, but you don't want to know what he was doing down there.
Well, yeah, I know what he was doing. He was filling the 5-gallon bucket up with sawdust, waiting for the next person to puke.
Yeah. Oh, bro.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
On the overall scale, though, I think like shop teachers are more awkward than janitors.
Shop teachers are awkward.
I had to take a shop.
Anybody,
band directors,
you know,
science teachers.
You know what the deal is with a shop teacher? They went on to aspire to be like a mechanic or have their own furniture shop, and they've just been... You know, they have to resign themselves to the fact that they're teaching a bunch of yahoos how to use a, you know, bench saw.
You're on The Bert Show.